Wow, Scouts, hold on to your hats because you're about to begin an amazing journey, one that most all Jamboree participants and its visitors will experience. And while the Treehouse experience and its messages are focused on our youth guests, all visitors thoroughly enjoy the Treehouse. The Sustainability Treehouse is an experience you will likely remember 50 years from now. It may change your views of the world and its wonders, and it takes you above the treetops to view the summit's reclaimed and repurposed ecosystem that once included coal mines. The Sustainability Treehouse is a multi-storied structure that is self-powered, or more correctly put, sun and wind-powered. It recycles waste, it makes its own heat, it collects water, and is pretty darn good-looking. Take a close look and consider what it's made of. Yes, metal. But specifically, it's made of steel. Steel made from iron ore. Iron ore likely from Minnesota here in the United States, but it could be from Brazil, Canada, or Australia. Iron ore is used to make the steel in its structure. And perhaps some of the steel is from your dad's old car or your mom's old refrigerator after having been recycled. Because on average, new steel products contain 37% recycled steel. So as you climb the treehouse, keep in mind what's enabling your experience. Oh, and note, 34% of the copper and 31% of the palladium in your phone is recycled metal. Now the walls of the treehouse are wood milled from trees here at the summit. Trees cut down to provide open spaces for developing your campsite. Trees that were repurposed for use in the treehouse rather than being discarded to decompose. Neat, huh? You get the point. Natural resources, their unique features, how we use, manage, and conserve them with emphasis on forests, are treehouse features, along with some delightful and simple but very important messages. So take note as you listen and observe. Now, natural resources have been put into four categories for ease of discussion. First, those nurtured. Second, those captured. Third, those in our ecosystems. And four, those extracted. Nurtured natural resources are the focus of levels 2 and 3, which you will first visit. Nurtured natural resources include plants and animals. We rely upon them for nourishment, for food, you know, hamburgers, spaghetti, sushi. And consider other nurtured natural resources such as the cotton in your clothes, the paper money in your pocket, and the wood in your home. Now you can pause until we get to level 2. Level 2 messages describe the following. Forests as robust, resilient, and critical to man, and advises that as we use forest products, we must also protect and manage them wisely. Tree cycling is a word used to illustrate the life cycle of trees, forests, and plants. There are 2 tree cycling messages. First, photosynthesis is the way plants live on sunlight. Using a green pigment called chlorophyll, plants soak up energy from the sun. That energy is used to run tiny chemical factories called photosynthesis inside the plant cells, where minerals, carbon dioxide, and water are converted into life-needed sugars for the plant. And in the process, the plant gives off oxygen, which you then breathe. Remarkable. Tree cycling. The second, decomposition. Leaves fall and decompose into organic materials that make up soil or dirt in which plants grow. Again, tree cycling. Forests have multiple benefits. Forests provide wood, paper, resins, medicines, and at least 7,875 other things we can't imagine living without. Trees clean our air and water and help keep our climate stable. Trees absorb carbon dioxide, which protects against climate change. Tree waste, leaves, decompose and turn into soil. With an eye on your future, it's easy to see why forests must be managed. Now you can pause until you get to level 3. Level 3 messages are about the delicate nature of animal architecture in forests, detailing that animals are the best unlicensed architects. Many animals, large and small, build well-engineered homes and nests. Some use materials of nature they find around them. Others produce their own silk or wax to make dwellings. Others dig or burrow in the ground to create homes and tunnels. Some are sturdy, some delicate, many beautiful. Man can learn to do the same by studying the sector. You can pause now until you get to level 4. Level 4 messages advise the way we behave that will determine how much we will have to sustain ourselves in the future, suggesting conservation by encouraging us to recycle household wastes, reduce consumption by plugging leaks and turning off lights and water, buying recycled products, even reuse paper sacks. And when you return home, ask your parents, why waste energy or water when it's so easy to conserve? A stationary bike on level 4 demonstrates the efficiency of different light bulbs, encouraging use of LED lights to reduce power consumption. Now consider, with 7.6 billion people on Earth and projected to grow to 11 billion people in your lifetime by 2100, there are many reasons to conserve your use of natural resources. This is why reduce, reuse, and recycle, even repurpose, reclamation, innovation, and conservation are essential and should be regarded as personal obligations. You can pause now until you get to level 5, which is the top. The top, level 5, has messages of two natural resource categories. First, captured natural resources that include sun, wind, and rain. And second, ecosystem natural resources that consist of a community of organizations and other natural resources and their influences on each other. Note, you personally are part of your ecosystem back home. Is your influence on your own ecosystem beneficial or harmful? Now observe from the treehouse top. Solar collectors high overhead turn sun rays into electricity. Turbines spinning in the wind also generate electricity. Electricity from both power the whole treehouse experience. Now look down to the treehouse entryway, where you will see the roof structured to capture rainwater, on average 9,000 gallons a year. That water is then used for hydration of humans and plants and animals. And from the top view, the Summit Bechtel Reserve ecosystem, consisting of its surroundings, its environs, take it all in, because remember, this ecosystem, the one you're currently in, is extraordinary considering development of the summit required reclamation of coal mines formerly on the site. Then, while at the top of the treehouse, you have the opportunity to make this personal sustainability commitment. You've learned how forests are closed loops and recycle everything. Now it's up to you. What actions will you take to live a cleaner, greener, more sustainable life? Write your commitment on a tag and hang it with the others there. You'll inspire yourself and others. Then spread the word. Encourage your friends and family to take action too. The personal commitment for you to make, I promise to live a more earth-friendly life. You can pause now until you get down to level 1. The exit level 1 message tells that extracted natural resources include minerals, metals, and hydrocarbons. Yeah, mostly rocks, which are the source of many essential elements. There are 118 elements in the periodic chart. Your phone, on which you may be listening to this podcast, uses about 46 elements of the 118. Your human body has about 30 essential elements out of the 118, less than your phone. How about that? The mineral specimens, rocks, on display from many parts of the world have elements embedded in them by nature, such as copper, lead, zinc, platinum, palladium, gold, silver, iron, nickel, phosphate, and many more. All elements used in your phone, home, car, TV, and treehouse so they can function. Indeed, minerals make life possible, and while they seem plentiful, they are not, and to produce more can be challenging to ecosystems and costly. The good thing is, metal elements cannot be destroyed, so recycling them is normal and essential. In fact, many make a business recycling metals. Think of the electronic devices you use daily. All contain such elements. Think as you pull your phone from your pocket. I just mined 46 elements. Remember this the next time you get a new phone and recycle. Now, to continue your sustainability venture, we suggest that you search for and access the podcast for the McAllister Family Sustainability Challenge Trail, MFSCT, a 5-mile hike with 13 pause points that inform you of, then issues personal challenges on sustainability. It can be found on the Jamboree app. Then listen to it as you hike the trail. Note, the trail's pause point 6 is in front of the treehouse where the trail passes by. Now, as you depart, consider that the sustainability treehouse is a celebration of nature, of natural resources, of surrounding forests with delicate features and rugged and resilient distinctions, of the Summit Bechtel Reserve ecosystem of which you now have been a part, and treasure your experience.